It's 8 o'clock where I am.
It
I
is.
I just had caffeine. What can go wrong?
Thanks for staying up later, Tony.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy life.
Happy life day, everybody.
Aww.
Happy life day, Steve Lutz.
I didn't bring my glistening snow globe.
I'm wondering if I could just power through this by pretending that I really like this. Is that possible? Can I do that for more than a minute?
No.
I don't think you can pull it off, man.
I don't think anyone can pull that off.
No.
Even Art Kearney pretty much hated it about 40 minutes in.
Save it for the podcast.
I think save it for the podcast. All right. We're just adding a few million more people.
Yay. The more the merrier for life.
I think so. It's a holiday special of our own and might be as disastrous.
You guys are all wearing your red robes, right?
Save it for the podcast.
Eric's going to sing, right?
There's a certain amount of preparation you have to do. You have to have your snow globe and you have to be wearing your robes. Right. Otherwise, life day is ruined.
Otherwise, you can't be in the cult.
Hey, that's right. Dan Warren.
It's impossible to see that scene and not think of Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were wearing Nikes underneath.
That is the joke that the Riff Tracks version makes. Yeah,
it is. I actually wrote it down when I was taking my notes last night, and then I went and watched the Riff Tracks one and went, "Aw, man."
Yeah, it's right there.
That's why I didn't listen to the Riff Tracks one, because they're all original jokes. I don't want to hear them.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I didn't copy any of them.
It eases
the
pain.
Copy them if I've never heard them. That's right. That's the secret.
That's true.
I had never seen it without the Riff Tracks, and now I have. Ooh.
Have you ever seen it without drinking?
No. Well,
I have not.
Thank
Does the Riff Tracks have commercials in it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the Maryland, the Baltimore version
That's
of it.
That's the one.
So it's got the Fruit of the Loom ad and the Union Singing Ladies ad. Mm. And
I think I'd rather do a podcast about the commercials.
Well, they count. They count. We can talk about them. Save it for the podcast. So who are we waiting for here? And
Am
Monty's
I
back.
Because I'm usually the one that's rattly.
You are not rattly right at the moment.
That's good news.
I thought it was a death rattle. after that.
It was that bad.
It's yes, because I was smoking death sticks earlier tonight.
Oh, yes.
Steve, I really was holding out hope.
Bad enough, you just got to pull that into.
Yeah.
I'm trying to soften the blow by pointing out that Star Wars is not always good.
I just want to say I was really, really holding out hope.
No, it's not true. It's impossible.
Better reference, at least.
Yeah, thanks.
I was really holding out hope that the part of Lumpy was actually played by a young Steve Lutz. Like, I had my fingers crossed.
Yeah, if only, man. If only.
Steve was Lumpy when he was younger.
I still am from time to time.
But not professionally.
No, Steve is never professionally anything. He's unprofessional.
That's a good point. I should have a podcast by that name.
It's available. All right, well, I guess we should do this.
Is this the show?
I mean, should we? I mean, we're going to.
Well, honestly, at some point, people start watching the thing, and then you got to do a podcast. Otherwise, it's like a crime.
Who's watching the thing?
All right. Well,
if anything, Jason, you're going to make more people watch this.
That may be. I'm sorry to all those people.
Yeah. You are an evil man.
Let's get started. This is our special holiday episode. Yay! Okay, let's get started.
I had seen it when it aired, and my wife, who I was at the time we were dating, and I was telling her about it, and she said, I don't remember that. I don't believe that. And I went to a con in, I think it was 1996, bought a VHS copy from a guy dressed as a Klingon.
Yeah.
She still
all the best
married
stories
me after
go that,
that
way.
It's anti-Star Wars propaganda
by the
Klingons.
The Trek fans love the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh, yeah. And she still married me. So. Yeah.
That's my favorite booth at San Diego Comic-Con. I know just where it is every year.
A day that takes us through the darkness.
Are you doing that from memory,
really,
or do you have the lyrics written down?
A day that leads us into light.
I tell you, I watch this every year.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve, it's never been clearer in my mind that you're in need of help. Though your voice is great.
When, I am so coked up right now, you guys.
I almost wanted to start this whole episode with the to listeners to the Flophouse. You gotta join me here. On this episode, we talk about the Star Wars Holiday Special. You got to do it far away from the microphone because it's Dan McCoy, and then just have it all be Flophouse. And I wish
I had a can to open.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to say, I would have
letter song
a quote. I would have opened with a quote that Wikipedia uses from the AV Club. Quote, I'm not convinced the special wasn't ultimately written and directed by a sentient bag of cocaine, unquote.
Apparently, Bruce Valanche said that the noises the Wookiees made sounded like obese people making love. And he was going to just leave a tape recorder in his bedroom to record all the dialogue. Yeah.
I also enjoyed the...
How certain are you that didn't actually happen?
I also enjoy the Wikipedia comment, David Akamba, a classmate of Lucas from USC Film School, had been selected to direct the special, but he chose to leave the project, a decision supported by Lucas and everybody else who ever watched this thing.
Yeah.
Good call, dude. Yeah. Good call.
Yes. I remember, and I was happy to see in this book that it mentions that they came out with a storybook at the same time to sort of introduce the family. And so it was all about the family and the like society of the Wookiee planet. And I remember getting it out of the library.
The Wookiee storybook.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget what it was called or who wrote it. And I'm sure they've gone into hiding now. But
it's the Wookiee storybook. That's what it's called.
Oh, well, there you go.
But yeah. There's an extensive
uncredited.
For instance, Wookiees apparently cook in galvanized buckets for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, incidentally, just remember, Lumpy's full name is Lumpa-roo.
Lumpy-roo-roo. That's so much better.
Lumpy LaRue?
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Wait a second. This gets even better. Lumpa-roo, also known as Waru, but he was born Lumpa-rump and known as Lumpy.
Wow. How do they know that's his name since Wookiees can't make that noise?
I'm just going to put this here because... I really can't help you any beyond that.
Well, and he's his mother is Mala Tobuk,
and his grandfather is Adichukuk. I can't pronounce that.
Itchy. That's why they call him Itchy. It's too hard to pronounce.
Which is Wookiee, incidentally, for holy Christ, what is up with that jaw? Seriously, I mean, if you have to come up with some sort of an articulated part, you know, so it doesn't just look like a static thing on his face. Why would you come up with that? What was Stan Winston smoking that day? It doesn't move the way any jaw actually moves, and it kind of like rotates in this sort of mesmerizing circle.
You should go back to that scene where Chewie and his wife are like coming close to each other face to face, and you know they're not going to be able to kiss because the prosthetics can't do that, but they just kind of stare.
Yeah,
and
very
stare, closer and stare. That's Put that on a loop in your house and see how long it takes you to go crazy.
And then they sniff each other.
Like the wife just has her chin up and she's just like, I don't.
Oh, worst gift disturbing. Ever.
Disturbing. There's so many of the zoom ins on her face as she smiles.
Yeah,
I think they're trying to show how
she's
like beautiful and expressive, but it's you can't express anything. The mask is not expressive.
They are unjustifiably proud of their facial prosthetic.
They keep showing Lumpy.
No,
Lumpy
I don't think
is
that's
not
it.
Cute.
I don't
Lumpy
think
is
that's
terrifying
it.
And horrible. He's a little goblin.
I think this was directed by CBS Variety directors who made assumptions about like the decisions they would make with actual actors.
Yeah,
so like we're gonna like direct this like that, except then they've got these prosthetics and there's nothing they can do. So then it leads to us going, "What the hell are they trying to show us here?"
Because well, next they week just we're going to be zooming in on Frankie Valli. His face doesn't move either. Just
well,
go with
fair.
It.
One other thing that this ruined, incidentally, and I only realized this last night when I watched the new transfer. This actually was preceded by the CBS special music.
Yeah.
You know, the
Yeah.
Which is originally from Hawaii 5-0.
Unacceptable.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I'll find the clip. Hang on. And it never occurred to me all those years hearing it as the special thing. And then I came across that a couple of years ago and heard it in context and went, oh, yeah, of course. Go figure.
Yeah, it's just incidental music from Hawaii Five-O.
This is the first time I had watched this sans riff tracks, and it was as horrifying as you might think.
Mm-hmm.
But it is far less horrifying when you watch it without the commercials, because it does chop a good 20 minutes out of the runtime.
I'm mad at anyone who recorded it and edited out the commercials.
Yeah, the commercials are your saving grace, because I feel something to, and only then probably if you were alive in the 70s, because they're like, normalcy.
But I was. I'm also mad at anyone who took the commercials out of their MST3K recordings. I want those Mentos ads, damn it.
I remember many a night sitting by the VCR. You had to be by the VCR because the remote consisted of a wire that ran about 60 inches or so from the VCR, and it had one button on it, which was pause. And you sat there by the VCR and you waited until that exact second that whatever was on the screen turned black. And then you jumped on that pause button, Dan.
That's right.
Because you wanted those commercials gone. Yep. And then when it came back, you had to guess which of the commercials, when they faded to black, was going to be followed by the actual show.
I remember doing that for the entire The Stand miniseries. I was so excited about it.
Not worth it.
But you love those shows where they threw the thing in saying, the Star Wars Holiday Special will return after this message. Because then you had something to kind of cue off of.
The best things about a recording like that is you had to, like the old tape players, my VCR at least, made me hit play and record at the same time.
Yes.
Which made no sense. It was like, you know, old school skeuomorphism.
But. And it took like 30 pounds of force to push those keys down on the old VCRs, too.
Oh, yeah.
You had to get Dad to push one of them. Mm-hmm. It was like sending the missiles.
Good times.
Yeah. And now I regret every moment spent editing commercials.
I want to go back and watch those commercials again, because the Tobor ad where at the end they tell you it's robot spelled backwards, like,
oh, yeah.
they didn't have the confidence that you would figure it out backwards. And they figured this is it. This is the big selling point of this product is our cleverness coming up with the name. Everything else about it is crap.
Children will like it.
You can press a button, it will turn and go straight and turn and go straight.
That was another thing Steven was begging me to buy for him when that was so over.
I think the way Tobor worked is that the clicker turned off one of the wheels. So it would either go straight or it would just kind of go in a circle.
I just want the truck that follows the line that you draw.
Oh yeah,
the trail tracker.
I'm excited about that too. Although they have Daleks that do that now.
Yeah, sure they do.
Diabolical. It'd be fun for approximately 3.7 seconds.
A Dalek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once you colored all over that little mat with your crayons, that game's over.
I assume you could erase
it'll follow the line anywhere in this 2 square foot area.
I like the idea. They're like
anywhere.
My favorite was make the line straight or curvy. I'm like, those are really your
only options. Many choices. Also, the Tobor ad is great because of the disclaimer that is so prominently, this is Tobor. Batteries not included. you can make it do everything. Classic. Wow, the batteries really is up there at the top.
Like,
really?
I get a Tobor for about $19 on eBay. So.
Razors and blades, guys.
I hope Steven's not listening anymore.
Life Day is coming.
What about the X-Wing game with the lights going towards each other?
I had never seen
that. Yes, I had a friend.
I remember that.
It does not look fun at all.
That was one of those. That was a Mattel light game,
lovely.
Right? I mean, that was.
Isn't
I remember
that. Kenner?
No, I think that was.
No, it was Kenner. It was part of the Kenner ad, right along with all the toys that everybody had. And then, by the way, this light piece of crap.
Yeah, because sometime between the time they mentioned that, they actually invented video games.
Also, there's an ad for Play-Doh in there.
I didn't see that one.
Paul,
at the end of the Kenner ad,
they show a grid of 9 toys that you can buy. It's like the remote control R2, the X-Wing, the Land Speeder, TIE Fighter, and then in the lower right corner, they show what looks like Play-Doh.
They ran out of things. like stick something else in there, anything. Play-Doh, great.
Kenner didn't make Play-Doh. I don't know what the hell that is. Maybe it's not Play-Doh. I can't tell.
Oh, you're
could
right.
be boxes.
It's
could be boxes
Kenner,
of raisins. I can't tell. What is that?
Star Wars electronic laser battle game.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
The thing they have R2 and C-3PO standing in front of in the Kenner ad is like a piece of cardboard cut shaped like a dune.
Yeah, and there's like a rug. And there's like they're standing on like a rug.
It should be noted that the Star Wars electronic laser battle game has both players playing as X-Wings. Firing on each other.
They're firing towards the Death Star
in the middle.
Oh, is that what that just looks like? Like a paint splatter. It's already exploded at the time that they decided to capture it.
It's all just a bunch of stickers. It's the same device, different stickers.
Yeah, it was like who's going to blow up the Death Star first?
Okay. Yeah. I see. There's a dome that's not in this picture that I'm.
And then if your competitor blows it up first, you say, "Well, you're not getting a medal anyway because you're a Wookiee."
And then they say, "Well, you're a Jawa," and then you start fighting, and Mom has to pull you apart.
Well, you're right. You'll spend your whole life day when you should be walking into a glowing light, just staring into space, rehashing that moment when you didn't.
And John, you're right. There's like a land speeder and like a Darth Vader or something, and then three cans of Play-Doh in the background.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I mean, I suppose you can make Star Wars things out of Play-Doh if you want.
Well, they had like a Star Wars Play-Doh thing.
Yeah, like mold or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Star Wars.
You can make a Play-Doh Darth Vader.
No, I'm looking at the Death Star playset, which I had. I'm pretty sure I had because they had little pieces of foam that went in the garbage compactor pit. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what happened to that one? Most of my toys, I have memories of how they disappeared from my life. But that one, I guess my parents just got fed up with it early and just got
it looked big.
It's literally toy trash.
It was like it took up a lot of space.
It's like 2.5-3 feet tall. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah, it was terrible. The only place that was fun was the garbage compactor thing. The rest of it was not fun to play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like the Death Star has a lot of like corridors and conference rooms. And then a trash compactor, right?
The Death Star had that cool little ledge you could move Ben around to turn the switch off on the side.
Mm-hmm. And the only part of the...
There was nothing compared to a TIE fighter and the wings popped off. I mean, that's a real toy.
Right.
Yeah. It had a chasm that you could swing Luke across, almost.
It's like the only thing I liked in my Castle Grayskull was the drawbridge. It had teeth. Mm.
I was really disturbed, by the way, to discover that C-3PO's head is only held on by one of those little rubber cords that holds on legs of like He-Man dolls. In that cartoon, when he's shaking apart, there's like a sort of rubbery stalk.
He's just a noodle inside there.
Well, we learned that. We learned that in the prequels too, doesn't his head just pop off?
He's just built from a kit. He's not factory made.
By a terrible rubber thing.
Child.
Terrible child, yeah.
He's not soldered together with love like those GM cars. I mean, even in the 70s, GM did not have a reputation for quality. They were not making good cars compared to the rest of the world.
That dude is so proud of being a solderer. Soldering is his favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that they picked as their spokesman in that commercial a guy who you could not understand a word of what he said.
My favorite soldering is my favorite. I like to do the soldering and there's sometimes.
When I saw that, I'm like, seriously, structural pieces of my car depend on this guy.
For me, I go and do them, but soldering is my favorite.
I can hold the torch one handed, and just the other hand is just flying free.
When they're walking around, they're talking to somebody. He's got a lit torch in his hand. And like, he turns around behind him. He's talking like, "Whoa, watch what you're doing with that."
Quite honestly, I'm not impressed by. I realize this is how they make them, but I'm not impressed when he's just got like a spatula and is just like putting stuff on the car and then taking a blowtorch and going, "There, you got a car now."
Cake icing skills.
You're lucky that they're not all just smoking cigarettes there. Yeah.
Some days I spackle it together. Some days I use paint to cover up the spackles.
these guys actually have pudding in
for a bad from. By the sound of it.
Yeah. People building transportation.
And we skipped over the yellow cake ad. Yellow cake, not
with pudding.
With pudding. It has the pudding in it.
This is like serious.
Yellow cake like yellow cake uranium?
Yep.
Yes.
With pudding.
With pudding.
With radiologically polonium delicious. Pudding.
But even that ad, it was just hundreds of shots of cake going into women's mouths.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
God, I love it.
Draw a straight line or a curve.
Should have seen
line.
What my jaw was doing during that.
I don't think I ever had those pudding the cake with the pudding in it. Did anyone have that?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It just makes.
Yeah.
It, I mean, they still. I think they
it's
still
a little moist.
I think they still do that, or they still. It's instead of it all being powder, they have like a liquid packet, and it makes it more moist. Yeah. That was. I think it's like standard equipment now.
No, I don't. The cakes now are not made of actual food. It's all chemicals. It's just a strange chemical concoction.
It's all ball food. Bearing. I mean, food's all chemicals anyway.
Yeah, everything's chemicals. Science guy. No.
It's all molecules. It's full of molecules. Watch out.
It's 1 a.m. here. I don't like anybody.
Well, just watch a still of the four-armed Harvey Korman chef for if you want some nightmare fuel, Tony.
I realize that chef is supposed to be confusing, but all he's doing is stirring in different ways.
In a pot.
He's not even stirring in the way that he's talking about. He keeps saying, you know, whisk, 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 and he's not moving the whisk right.
No. There didn't seem to be a lot of ingredients in that stew. He put like three things in there in this giant pot.
That's the Imperial.
That's the surprise in the Bantha surprise.
It's like stone soup.
It's rationing. It's
like the surprise in the Bantha surprise is there's no Bantha.
Really, that would have been a great spot to do something cool in Star Wars-y to like.
Then you fire a laser in it to cook it.
You could say that about the whole freaking special.
No, what I'm saying is they could have their jokes, but what if he actually gives you a recipe for blue milk or something?
Oh.
And everybody goes, oh,
that would have taken research on the part of the producers. That would presume that somebody involved in the making of this film had some knowledge of the Star Wars universe. I'm pretty sure that didn't happen.
Must have. They were in the movie.
The actors, I think, they weren't really there. So much.
So the
yeah.
The,
what if they had a segment where they did barbecue and then just cut to Beru and Owen lying on the ground?
Happy Life Day, everybody.
They were also.
You know
what
would go well with this is some wine, but not a hoity-toity wine.
You don't have to impress.
Can we take a look at the in the news ad? I don't know why I'm flipping through this thing again. In the news ad, where they talk about the blizzard of 78, resulting in a baby boom, and so like they have a picture behind her of like, oh, there was a blizzard. We thought there'd be babies. There aren't. They put a picture of a baby, right? Stock footage picture of a baby. The baby is in Stanley Kubrick's 2001. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Go take a look.
Is it the space baby?
This is what they chose to find it. It's like 1 hour 6 minutes 27 seconds.
I'm not looking at that. No one else should either.
His head in it, and there's some sort of swirling background around it, right?
I think he's in a spacesuit for the from the Discovery. It doesn't look like it's not a cute baby. It's not an attractive baby. It's barely a coherent baby.
Oh, it's like a black and white picture of a baby that they've like somebody's matted it out with paper or something. It's just it doesn't make any sense.
It was 1978. You couldn't just go on the internet.
They didn't have a stock photo of a baby
that didn't have to be matted out with. Something.
I guess.
With, maybe like it's the baby in the snow. Is it a blizzard baby?
No, I think it's like it's a baby.
Blizzard
and they
babies
just,
are the saddest
they
babies.
They just paint it all around.
They
it
need the most love, Monty.
It's well, the neutron bomb's going to kill that baby, so it doesn't matter.
Right. The crib will be intact.
Yep, the crib will still be there, and the cake with pudding.
Yeah, the news lady has to read her things off paper because teleprompters.
They put the names and cities of all the women who are eating the cake. By the way, that's good information.
It is
and the Mercury Bobcat.
Oh yeah, oh.
Yeah.
That's
sure it was
not a good car.
So Harvey Korman would know where to find all those women.
I want a car that inspires the sound of a house cat going meow.
Yeah, those cars they advertised were not good cars.
No, no.
How is that? That was saying you get a Chevelle with air conditioning.
I just love the ad for the movies where, you know, and it ends with, now it's Cinema Bering Plaza, Cinema Security Square, the movie's Golden Ring. And it's just this, like, different voice, and it's really creepy.
Oh, the Dunkin' Donuts guy, time to make the donuts. He's gonna get books from the government about how to do things.
That's
like,
right.
It was like, right, you can get books, I guess. Is it from the government? I don't understand. This is kind of the guy with the question mark suit on, and like in modern parlance, you know, that guy?
Those are the pamphlets from Pueblo, Colorado, aren't they?
Yes, exactly.
Those were a thing.
The consumer catalog, Pueblo, Colorado.
It was like, what things are available from your government?
Yeah.
Yep. That was
a
much thinner book back then.
Here's things you can email. Yeah. Here's things you can regular mail away for.
And like what he was looking for was help losing weight as he eats a giant hoagie. Maybe.
I mean, this was basically we don't have the internet where we distribute documents for free yet. So right to this place, and we'll send
you. If
you
find yourself naked trying to make the donuts on a scale and your towel falls down, definitely write to the government.
And you've got some time to kill between bites of the sandwich. Yeah, do this. You know
why not?
I just posted.
We're saying please chew, and while you're chewing, read this ad.
Who's paying for the airtime for that ad? Is the government?
The U.S. government? Yeah.
You paid for that ad.
That's a public service announcement.
Wow. Yep. I don't know what public that was servicing.
Dan saw
that guy sandwiches.
I posted on the Incomparable Twitter account. I posted a still of the lady reading the neutron bomb ad,
which really does look like an album cover.
It really is. It's Neutron from the band Bomb.
No, it's just also matter of fact. Like, seriously, you would never think that a single news break in the middle of a Star Wars holiday special would have this much, guess what? Cold War.
You know what it would have been much better is if they followed the segment on Neutron Bomb with the segment on Proton Torpedoes. That really would have made it for me.
Why not? They got a good stock photo of Brezhnev, but not a baby, apparently.
No.
It looks like the collar of her shirt was already hit with some kind of bomb.
Yeah.
She's very chill.
That's a neutral bomb.
I hate to keep obsessing about Itchy's jaw.
No, you don't.
You're a liar.
Once you've seen it, you can't unsee it.
But look, there's a scene where Diane Carroll is, pleasuring him. And they cut back to a shot of his jaw rotating. And I swear to God, they cut in like the sound of a lowrider, the hydraulics going up and down. It sounds like a piston.
Did they have lowriders in 1978?
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. The song came from 1978.
Well, that good argument.
That's it. You can't argue that. Steve wins. Whatever it was, he was winning. Yes, that jaw.
I don't think any of us wins, you guys.
No.
This is the worst life day ever.
Itchy wins because we know how he feels.
Itchy wins.
Yeah.
Lumpy wins. All they do with him is park him in front of a hologram.
Yeah, but it doesn't make him happy. He's sad or scared by everything they show him.
And they the only show guy him that from ever...
scary. Well, John, I'm scared by everything I see on TV, too. Or sad. Or both.
I lied to you. 1975 was when Lowrider came out.
Aren't Wookiees supposed to be giant monsters that rip people's arms off if they're displeased? Because
that's
these
an
guys...
stereotype.
But they just buckled Chewbacca. Under really quickly when those Imperial guys came in.
I like to be threatening with a gun, you actually have to poke it at someone's face like it's a spear, apparently.
You can't just I was also upset, John, that's all that these primitive Wookiees the blasters understand. Wrong. They were holding them with two hands, and they had the second hand like on the clip. And it's like, no one in Star Wars holds a gun like that. Why did you guys not
Well, no one in Star Wars hit anything either, so maybe they were trying a new technique.
Yeah, that's true. I'll
there are literally
it.
Only two times anybody ever looks happy in this film. One is when Lumpy is watching on his little holographic table. And then the second time is when the Imperial trooper sits down and watches Starship. So I think really this whole
Don't
thing is like a
itchy.
Subtle message.
Itchy's
oh, that's
doing
true.
Great.
That's a different kind of happiness.
Yeah, but the prosthetics can only look so happy, Steve. But they all have to be threatened before they show them.
He's consuming some kind of entertainment, so I think the idea here is submit and enjoy the Star Wars Holiday Special, and you too shall be happy.
Yeah,
I tried.
It's a 2-hour Stockholm Syndrome infomercial.
Better with beverages.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We'll tell you that.
There was a Dallas ad in here too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's back when Dallas was on Sunday nights at 10,
And The Whiz.
The Wiz.
The Wiz?
Oh, yeah,
the riff tracks is really good on the Wiz. Oh,
the Wiz is off-putting. That's what he forgot.
Rated rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. The winning vote, by the way, right now on the titles is Stop Circulating the Tapes. So, good job, John.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's, yeah.
Yeah. Singing into a lightsaber, not bad. Does a Wookiee shit in the woods. Thank you, John. I'm going to have to. That's in there.
But it's sort of by definition. I mean, even if there was a toilet in the house, they would technically be in the woods. Side of a tree.
I just assume they just go over the railing. I mean, really. I just assume.
Everything down there is just a void anyway. Just, you know, no one goes down there to pick up the
bodies. Whatever.
At what point, Lumpy has to take out the trash. Who comes and collects that trash, and where does it go? Why don't they just dump it over the side?
Yeah. They're not monsters. Well, okay, they are monsters. They're not animals. Well, okay, they are animals. All right,
they're having disposed of stormtroopers down there, but the leftover bantha rump bits—that's a bridge too far.
Yeah, I was figuring that their leavings would fertilize the tree that they live in. It's all part of God's plan.
It's the circle of life. The Force's plan, Monty. The Force's plan.
This is the message of the Tree of Life.
The Tree of Life. Put your crap down at the bottom of it to fertilize it.
That movie didn't have a message.
They're living in a giant mushroom. That's what it is. Actually, is crap down there.
Yeah. All right.
I think
we've done enough.
Oh, Kazook. I think they changed the name to Kashyyyk after the Star Wars Holiday Special just to protect themselves.
To further disassociate.
Well, exactly. You say that, but
this never happened.
Look. Like, we eventually see Kashyyyk, and it looks pretty much like this matte painting, right?
You can't just change the complete look of a planet.
Yeah, well, Kazook was just the way the Empire mispronounced it.
That's
in their imperialistic way. Yeah.
Peking and Beijing.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, I keep thinking of Harvey Korman and the Great Gazoo, so it's like this weird... I don't know.
Oh, Harvey.
I'm calling it.
Yep.
Time of death. on 18A.
Yep.
Well, you look at Lumpy, he sure has grown.
His voice is changing too.
His voice is changing.
Grandpa's holograms.
Guys, that's just some quality Wookiee puberty humor. That's what's wrong with that?
Wookiee Johnny Carson makes jokes like that all the time. What are you talking about? All right.
You know, it was so hot on Coruscant the other day.
How hot was it?
Don't you mean Tatooine? I don't understand where this is going.
So it was hot on the entire planet?
Global. Yes.
Okay. Usually planets have different places of different temperatures and environments.
Nope, just one. It's just one city. There's only one place on that whole planet. Yeah. Where are you? I'm on Coruscant. Where? Coruscant.
So you are outside?
I don't see you. Can you wave?
I'm in the north part.
Yeah. I'm on the other side of the planet. I'll walk over to you.
Galactic goes north to the planet north. Faster.
Right. On the north
part. I'm jumping up now. Can you see me?
I'm waving. No, left. I see you. Left. There, and then you get hit
by a flying car.
Yep. That's Star Wars in a nutshell. Well, we've learned a lot.
Oh, next time let's just meet at that diner.
The 50s themed space diner. I love that place.
With a chef with multiple legs. That's great. That's quality. That's where this came from.
Well, I'd rather have him make me food than a Wookiee, because they just all the hair and the
Remember, it's bring your own death sticks.
Oh, okay. Well,
wait. Unlimited salad.
They've got
and
good
death
cloners.
Sticks.
They're cloning you. Oh,
the cloners. Those people are cloners. Yeah. All right,
you wouldn't believe what they've done with that lady from the Golden Girls. They cloned thousands of her. They put her in this crazy white cod piece. I'm not entirely sure why she needs a cod piece, but have you seen her? I guess I kind of understand.
They call her Beatrice Fett.
And this is her daughter, Dorothy Fett.
B Fett for short. All right, send me your files.
God's going to get you for that one.
You sure?
I am positive.
Keep your options open.
People are going to listen to this?
Yeah. They're going to be demanding this be
could
played.
Could be worse. They could be watching the Star Wars Holiday Special.
They could
people
be.
People do dumb things, basically, is what I've learned from this whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
And my own life.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.